This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Joe Biden's second-place finish in Nevada behind Bernie Sanders is giving the Democratic presidential candidate a boost. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
It's a lifeline for Biden, who's been trailing behind the other frontrunners, and it could convince skeptics he has a path to the nomination as the primary moves to more diverse states.
We're alive, and we're coming back, and we're going to win.
Meanwhile, Elizabeth Warren told supporters she didn't see her fourth-place finish as a loss and then railed against Mike Bloomberg, saying he was trying to buy the election, even though he wasn't on the ballot in Nevada.
It's a big threat. Not a tall one, but a big one. Michael Bloomberg.
Yeah. Fifth-place finisher everybody. Amy Klobuchar says she exceeded expectations. Also still in the fight, billionaire Tom Steyer. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. President Donald Trump said Sunday a seven-day partial truce with the Afghan Taliban has been holding up and could eventually lead to his signing of a peace deal with the insurgent group scheduled for this week. Troops' remarks came a day after the reduction in violence troops took effect across Afghanistan on Saturday, with all parties to the 18-year-old Afghan agreeing not launch offensive operations for a week. Mr. Trump told reporters before his departure on a trip to India that he wants to see how the truce works out. He says the cooling-off period has been holding up, but stressed that progress over the next remaining days is key to taking the next step in the Afghan peace process. Iran's interior ministry said Sunday voter turnout in recent parliamentary elections stood at 42.57%. That's the lowest since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. Observers say the number could be an indication of overall discontent with Iran's clerical rulers and the state of the economy under intense pressure from the United States. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. The Israeli military has shot down two Palestinian militants trying to place an explosive device along the border with Gaza, one of whom was killed, according to a Palestinian official. AP correspondent Zaria Shakli reports.
Israel blames the Islamic group Hamas, which rules Gaza, for ongoing fire emanating from the Gaza Strip. The Israeli military said it targeted a squad belonging to the Islamic Jihad group that previously placed explosives along the border aimed at harming Israeli troops. Islamic Jihad identified the dead as one of its fighters. Amateur video showed an Israeli bulldozer as it was lifting up an apparently lifeless body from the scene. The military said it was removing the body in a way that prevented further danger to those around. However, a spokesman for Hamas accused the Israeli military of abusing the corpse. I'm Zaria Shakili.
The World Health Organization is urgently appealing for $40 million to salvage its operation to bring the Ebola epidemic to an end in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The Ebola operation in eastern DR Congo's conflict-ridden North Kivu and Ituri provinces is on financial life support. WHO spokesman Tarek Jazarevich says failure to support this operation would be tragic.
Last week there was only one case reported, and we are down to only two health zones in eastern DRC where we have Ebola cases. But again, if we don't receive this funding, we risk obviously to have more spread of the virus, so therefore there's this appeal to get more funding.
WHO reports 3,433 cases of Ebola, including 2,253 deaths. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
WHO calls the reduction of geographic spread of the Ebola virus and the declining number of cases encouraging. Britain's Prince Harry and his wife Meghan have decided not to use the word royal in their branding after they start a new life in Canada following their decision to step back from royal duties. Edward Buran reports.
It's Sussex Royal, no more. Britain's Prince Harry and his wife Meghan have decided not to use the word royal in their branding after they start a new life in Canada, having chosen to step back from royal duties. The decision follows weeks of talks between the couple and the British royal family about just how they'll present themselves to the world in future. Harry is still a prince, however, and the couple will still retain their formal titles, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
That's Reuters' Edward Buran reporting. Eight people were killed in Turkey in a magnitude 5.7 earthquake that struck neighboring Iran Sunday morning. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.
R&B.